This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
It's becoming more and more difficult to keep track of every crisis in America. We have an immigration crisis on our border. We have a crisis of getting Americans and others out of Afghanistan. We have a drug crisis and a mental health crisis. Racial tensions and rising suicide rate are just a few examples. So you might assume that President Biden wouldn't want to call anything else happening a crisis, but earlier this month, he used the hurricanes that hit the U.S. to argue that we're in the midst of a climate crisis. In fact, he says it is code red for the world. The White House National Climate Advisor warns that climate is now a health emergency. If you look at the weather records, you will discover two things. First, hurricanes are not touching land at higher frequencies than the past. Second, the storms that do make landfall are no more intense than in previous years. But let's for a moment agree with the president and his administration. If we really want to reduce greenhouse gas emissions that are supposedly altering our climate, where should we focus our attention? More than half of the global population resides in cities, which are responsible for the vast amount of greenhouse gases spewed into the atmosphere. And it turns out that the top 25 megacities produce a majority of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. There's just one problem. The latest list shows that 23 of the 25 worst offenders are megacities in China. The two cities that aren't in China are Moscow and Tokyo. And in case you're wondering, only four U.S. cities are even in the top 50. This brings me back to a point that I've made before. If you're really concerned about greenhouse gases and climate change activists need to focus on China rather than the United States. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.